Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Nordman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the Wisconsin On Demand app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube.
We them boys. We them boys. We making
noise. It's the 4-1-4 hour at 4. On KBN.
He's Kyle Wallace. I'm Ben Brust. Alex Strofer on the show. You KBN Nation can get in at 800-990-3776. That's the ESPN Wisconsin Talk and Text line. You can stream us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and see our beautiful faces along with the one, the only, Tori Lowe.
Hey, how y'all doing?
You know, since Brad's not here, you're not sitting right next to me, and I don't like it. I like when you're close to me, Tori.
I like it when we sit closer.
We got good frequency.
I can feel the frequencies. I like when I'm in crowds, I can feel the energy.
Okay.
So the news that came across our desk is that tomorrow we will have the first and second round draft picks of the Milwaukee Bucks in studio with us at 2 o'clock.
Oh, that's powerful.
That is powerful. What do you want to know about the Young Bucks? Hey, that actually worked out.
It did.
I would love to talk to them more. I would ask them a question like, what are the first purchases they're going to make?
Hey, that's
good. You always got to know, what is the first purchase?
What would your first purchase be?
If I had an NBA guaranteed contract?
Yeah.
Definitely a house. I would get a nice house.
Okay. Milwaukee, could be a suburb.
Maybe
guy.
Somewhere on the lake, you know what I mean? Get me somewhere nice. You want the nice scenery. I mean, you know, a lot of people talk about their first NBA, you know, check purchase. Shaq had a huge story how he almost went broke because he, you know, he thought, you know. So I would love to see if they have the financial ideas together.
Yeah, I'm going to get bottle service at a club. That's the first purchase I'm making.
Bottle service?
Bottle service at the club. I'm going to make sure everybody know I just got drafted in the NBA.
Right.
I don't care if I'm 19
or not. Are you
going
to be out there with the starter kit, with the watch?
With the what? I'm poor. I got a watch. What you mean? What you think?
I'm talking about the real.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Just because you showed your watch, doesn't mean that it's worth
my
anything.
My watch is real, but no,
it might be worth the same as this Apple Watch.
Maybe. But I'll tell you this now. I'm getting bottle service. I'm going to the club. I'm having a good time, and then I'm buying the car, and then I'm buying the house, and then I'm making great investments.
You gonna get the car before the house?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to see how much I got left from buying the house to figure out how much I'm going to spend on the car.
Yeah.
Because you need a place to stay.
Yeah, I mean.
You need a ride, too.
You do need a ride, but you can get, like, you can go to, you can get a ride. You don't have to be the best ride.
No.
But the house is more important than the ride.
No, Tori, obviously you don't know how the streets work. A lot of
damn.
And I don't know how the streets work.
Oh, no. You telling Tori that?
I know.
Tori. That's rich, Tori.
I know, that's crazy.
Tori,
like telling me,
Tori.
Hey.
Tori walked to Washington, D.C.
Hey. He's literally been on the streets.
I can tell you which pair of shoes to get.
Exactly. We talking about cars. Tori, when you go out on Brady, you go out on water, you go out on Milwaukee Street, we don't know what type of house these people have, but you know what? When people pull up in a nice car, it makes head turns. A house ain't going to make head turns.
Oh, wow.
Exactly.
Well,
right?
I'll tell you, on North Avenue, on Center, on Burleigh, on Keith, just because you got a nice car, that don't mean you got a nice house.
Hey, listen, but what you do it for, you do it for the clout. And they find out once you bring them to the crib, he ain't living like that. The car look nice, but too late. Hey, you love me now.
Hey.
Got to struggle with it.
It depends on where you at in life.
Yeah, but.
Tori Lowe joining us here on Tori Lowe Tuesday.
I got his bad car.
Kyle Wallace, Ben Bruss, Alex Strofe here. We had a question on Twitter at KBN ESPN, Tori, and it's not of the frequency that you like to talk about.
Oh, wow.
But I do want to get your perspective here. The Green Bay Packers don't make the playoffs if what? And exclude Jordan Love not playing a full season out of that.
If Josh Jacobs don't run well.
That's a good thought.
If the running game is not there, we don't make the playoffs.
I've seen that come through on Twitter. I've seen that on a couple of texts. I think that's a good point.
I mean, we had Aaron Jones. We knew he was, you know, what we can get out of him. But
here's what I will say is let's not forget that Aaron Jones was absent a lot throughout last season. Now, Jordan Love did excel in the three games that Aaron Jones rushed for over 100 yards.
Right.
I think he had two or three straight with 120.
I think he had three straight with 120, but five in the last – I think his last five games is over 100.
Not his last five. I think it was his last four, but point still taken. He did help open up the offense
right.
even further for Jordan Love.
The running game has to be there for this offense to work well.
Okay. That's positive. You're not worried about the defense.
No.
You're not worried about the kicking game.
You know, I think that those things can be improved over time, but the running game, that's a lot of confidence as a running back, taking a lot of beating, workhorse running back.
That's what Josh Jacobs is.
Yeah, and if he runs well, then the Packers are going to go deep into the playoffs. If he doesn't run well, we're going to struggle.
I think the Packers can win despite not having a consistent running game because, as we mentioned last year, we were depending on A.J.
Right.
Dillon and Emmanuel Wilson in order to lead this rushing attack, and having Josh Jacobs definitely helps. But I do think the Packers can overcome and make the playoffs without having a consistent running game. Now, when we're talking about advancing in the playoffs,
right.
being a real contender, if Josh Jacobs ain't healthy, if he's not consistent, the Packers don't stand a chance unless Marshawn Lloyd, the rookie, ends up being this great running back right away.
I agree.
But the Packers need Josh Jacobs, for me, in order to make a Super Bowl
yep.
run. But playoffs, I can trust the arm of Jordan Love and then the cohesion that he has in the relationship that he has and consistency he has with those wide receivers.
I think running backs take the pressure off the passing game, where every throw doesn't have to be an amazing throw. And sometimes when you have a quarterback without a running game, they're thinking that they have to make an amazing throw every time.
And that's
so
fair.
They throw interceptions. They start, you know, if it's a good defense they're playing against that day, they can make a lot of mistakes. But when you got a running game, it keeps everybody honest.
Mm.
And the quarterback do not need to have that pressure of, I got to make an amazing throw to save this game. And I think that if the Packers can have the running game, a consistent running game this year, that will be the best thing for Jordan Love moving forward as a young quarterback.
The newest tradition of Tory Lowe Tuesdays is an extension of Are You Smarter
Here we go.
Than Ben Bross. Strofe, are you ready? 30 seconds on the clock. Who's asking these? Are you picking five random ones?
I'll pick five picks.
Okay.
Oh, you got five picks.
Overseas questions again? I mean, it's
some
overseas questions.
Are these about German?
We'll see. We'll see what Strofe's got cooked up.
Here we go.
Are you ready?
30 seconds. Here we go. Question one. Where is the Louvre located?
The Louvre. Australia.
Yoko Ono was the wife of which famous musical artist?
Yoko Ono. Was that the one with the Beatles guy?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's his name?
What's his name?
Not that one.
Paul.
Yeah. Yeah, you got
Paul
it.
Paul McCartney.
No, not him. You got it.
Wrong one.
The other one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
the other one.
What?
Half a point.
Wait. Rick Ross said, bury me in, I'm talking all. Bury him in linen. John Lennon.
Yeah. Hey!
There it is. What was the name of the ship that carried pilgrims to North America?
The Mayflower.
Powerful.
Nicely done. How many nights is American Hanukkah history. Celebrated?
12. Happy Hanukkah.
What is the name of the fairy in Peter Pan?
Twinkle.
Close.
That's not bad.
That's not bad at all.
That was 60 seconds, but we'll allow it.
Yeah.
What was the Twinkle?
Tinkerbell.
Tinkerbell.
Twinklebell.
Oh,
wow. The Louvre is located in Paris, France. It is John Lennon who Yoko Ono was married
to. A lot of help.
You got the Mayflower right, and Hanukkah is celebrated for not 12, but 8 nights.
Not bad. I would say this is better.
Oh, wow.
Tory knew it was the Beatles.
I knew it was the Beatles.
So how and then he said Tory Tinkle. Goes... We give him praise when he doesn't get it right, and we help him.
Because
when I go,
this is not
like,
called Are You Smarter Than Tory Lowe?
Right.
This is you catch
it's
him off guard. And he forgets every single time that we're going to do this. Heck, I forget we're going to do this until we do
you
it.
You know what? It's okay because I'm getting used to the pressure of the questions.
Yeah,
last time I thought it was more overseas ideas.
Well, how about next week? No overseas questions for Tory, okay?
Yeah, because I haven't traveled overseas yet.
What's you never been overseas?
I heard about a lot of things from overseas, but I have never been overseas yet.
Tory, another question from today, not overseas. What is the most populated city in North America?
I would say New York.
Mexico City.
Is it Mexico City?
I said New York City as well. I thought
New York has got a lot of people in it.
Imagine Mexico City with all them people.
Mexico City is 2 million more people than New York City.
Imagine that.
Seriously? That's like 5.5?
No, 12 something. Yeah, New York City is like 9.8.
Damn!
Is Mexico City that big of a landmass to be having 12 million people?
I've only been in the airport in Mexico City. Really? I don't know, but there was a lot of big buildings.
Well, I went to New York a couple times, and I had to walk shoulder to shoulder with some people I didn't even know.
Now, imagine in Mexico City.
Oh, wow.
Scott chimes in. The Packers won't make the playoffs if they lose to the Chicago Bears. That's the second time I've seen that one. The Packers don't make playoffs if the receiving corps doesn't take that next step. That's Justin the 262. Now heard that one a couple times. I know you and Tausch disagree with that.
Caleb Williams sucks.
Right?
That was AI Kyle.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Caleb Williams sucks.
Torrey, I said that the Green Bay Packers won't make the playoffs if the defense is as bad as it was last year, specifically the rush defense. Because my take on that is if the Green Bay Packers rush defense makes no improvements from one year to another, from switching from one scheme to a different one, from switching from Joe Barry to Jeff Hafley, it's not just about the fact that you're getting gutted and gashed. It's about the fact that your overall morale, where you believed you were going to be so much better, and then in reality you're not any better and it's a different scheme, then you start looking in the mirror and saying, is it me or is it this guy? They're messing up. And I think that's when the team defensively implodes, if they can't stop
the
run.
It is a lot of talent on the defensive side of the ball.
So we think.
I'm talking about as far as on paper.
I hear you. What I'm bothered by, Mina Kimes had him top three years ago.
I'm bothered by is if the coaching, it comes down to coaching, and you got to know your personnel. And I'm going to tell you right now, if we switched over, we got a new defensive idea, a new defensive strategy. If you can't take this group of guys who excelled in the playoffs, you know, when it counted, if you can't take these group of guys and get them together, then I'm going to have to blame the coaching on this.
Torrey, what are we listening to today?
I guess this is the surprise. This is the Alex Strofe surprise.
What's the Alex Strofe surprise today?
It's Don Tolliver and Kodak Black's Brother Stone.
Hey!
Is it powerful? What's the reason?
I asked his producer what song he's been playing recently. That's all.
Yeah. I came right in after the show. So it's the Alex Strofe surprise.
This is Dealer's Choice this week.
It's Dealer's Choice.
What do you think of the Dealer?
Hey, I think I could get to this one. Top lead back.
At the club with Kyle, bottle service under
with the
his
bottle
new NBA
service,
contract.
Torrey's had bottle service before
with
the
new
club.
Watch. With the new watch he got from the contract.
That's Torrey, real.
You like my watch. You like it. You like
that
it.
He didn't get what from the pawn it? Shop. Okay, that's nice.
The pawn shop.
I like that watch.
Thank
it's
you,
nice.
Torrey. If Torrey approves, I approve.
It looks nice.
Nice, but is it real?
My girlfriend gave me this watch, so yes, it is real. My baby ain't buying me nothing fake.
Hey.
Ain't nothing fake on me.
The price of love.
It's just. There is nothing fake on me. What are you looking at me for like that? Ain't nothing fake on me.
Kyle.
Ain't nothing fake on
Kyle.
Me.
Kyle.
What are we Kyle-ing for?
Hey, Kyle.
What are we saying?
I was just messing with you.
I was going to say.
That's a Torrey Lowe Tuesday for you.
She
Torrey.
Loves you.
You're the best.
She does.
Thank you guys for having me.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy earlier this morning on 94.5 ESPN put out a poll after Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike joined Jim and Matt at 100.5 ESPN talking about the Milwaukee Bucks being underrated. Sounded familiar. Sounded like something might have heard on Sunday Karma. We'll dive deep into that poll from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
I'm sorry that I don't want to touch Ben's Peter.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
As part of their drive toward more sustainable living, IKEA will buy back select IKEA furniture and give customers store credit. The furniture must be fully assembled with no missing parts. It cannot be hacked or painted. IKEA family members like myself can go back on IKEA.com and enter their furniture and condition details and get an estimated buyback value. Those buyback items are then placed in the as-is department to give them a second life and a great price for someone else to add to their home. So make sure, lesson learned here, join the IKEA Family Rewards Program and thrive with the offers that they provide you. IKEA in Oak Creek. Make sure you check it out. Oh, go figure.
Jim and Matt on Twitter, Rutledge and Hamilton, as you know him, on 100.5 ESPN Madison, continue to steal everything that we do. Whether
what
it's been
did
from
they
do Scalzo
now?
And Brust taking this name pole dancing that we retired, taking Grateful Dead Thursdays and turning it into Fish Friday.
Wait, what? Oh, Fish Friday. Oh, that's actually creative.
They now stole an Alex Stroff special. We were doing, well, we were at Summerfest to give you tickets, a chance to go to Summerfest. Summerfest lead singer, or it stemmed from Packers front office employee, Milwaukee Brewers farm system prospect. There's a whole lot more that we did. NBA draft second round prospect. What do they got today going on at Rutledge and Hamilton's trophy?
Yeah, Revive Restoration, a partner of theirs at Madison.
Partner.
Great partner. Their podcast presenting partner. They are doing Revive Restoration employee or former Milwaukee Brewer.
Oh, yeah.
Just got a text from a little birdie listening to that in Madison.
Just a ripoff, man.
This is like getting the George.
The body's not even cold yet.
Right.
We played the last game on Friday.
For
it's
real.
Tuesday.
They just took it and ran with it. Man,
oh,
good idea.
Man.
Did they listen to you when you were a producer like that of their show?
No.
You answering on my behalf?
Yes. Am I wrong?
No.
You know, I guess the fact that when you're gone, the idea seems much better when it's actually executed.
Right,
oh,
right. When someone can come up with the idea by themselves, right, it makes them feel better.
Imitation is the greatest flattery, isn't that what they say?
I guess, but imitation or ripping it off is two different things.
You know, they don't even ask. Did they ask you about ripping off the?
Hell no, they didn't ask him.
the pole dancing. They just stole it.
Rip.
Oh man.
Rip. That's how you know you're doing good things.
We don't rip anything off anything else on the station, correct? I like to think we're very original.
Very. I mean, well, I'm still on the show.
Who do we steal that from?
Nobody.
Yeah,
I'm still on the show.
That's different.
I was more referring to the theme song.
Oh, I mean, yeah, but we're creative. We didn't rip it off from our neighbor.
Nobody else is, like, okay, let's be honest here. Homer does Rain Man on the Homer Hour on Wednesdays.
Which is very sports related.
Very sports related. There's plenty of places that do sports trivia on sports radio.
Yeah, yeah.
We took something that is non-existent anymore. I think, did they bring back Are You Smarter Than Fifth Grade?
I think they did try to, or is it on Netflix or something like that? One of them streaming services? Go ahead and use them Twitter, Google fingers there.
You know, Strophy,
Cena hosts it now.
Check out the text line. I know I should be doing this off the air, but this is the second or third time I've seen somebody text this. So do the producer work while I figure out. No, you're good. Okay. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll because I was listening on my way in this morning to the offices right here at the Gruber Law Offices, One Call, That's All Studios. Ben Russ, Kyle Wallace, no Brad Nortman, UKBN Nation, get into the show, 800-990-3776. Saw a poll from our folks at Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. On Jim and Matt, which we just referenced, that is ripping off our segment, Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio said the Bucks have a better chance to win a title than the Brewers and are actually an underrated team heading into next season. Do you agree with Evan? I am absolutely shocked by this. Shocked by this.
Why are you
shocked? The results of the poll, Kyle, are 52.5% of the people saying yes. 47.5% of the people saying no. 47.5% of people think the Brewers have a better shot at winning the World Series than the Milwaukee Bucks have of winning a championship next year. I'll let you react, and then I'll go to work. I'll cook, as they say.
To be honest, I don't think it's that far off. I really don't. Milwaukee Brewers in baseball, it just takes for you to get hot at the right time to make a run. And what the Milwaukee Brewers have seemed to solve this year is, in the past, I think we talked about it yesterday, is the Brewers' bats just went ice cold sometimes in the playoffs.
How cool is being cool?
Ice cold. And that's not what you want, especially when you're playing baseball in October. And the Brewers have solved that issue of being ice cold with the bats, it seems like, this year, with them having 5 grand slams in 8 games. So for me, I actually think the Milwaukee Brewers, in this part of, you know, when we look at the season and how well the team's performing, If they can consistently swing the bat like this, and they can find three quality starting pitchers, right? If we can just get these guys who are pitching right now, if Freddie Peralta, I trust Freddie that he's going to be okay in the playoffs. If you can just get three quality starters with
where
the
are you going to get them?
Colin Ray has been a quality starter so far this year.
You've said your piece.
If they can continue on, I'm just saying they got. I trust Freddie. I think Colin Ray will be fine. They have a great bullpen. That's all it takes in the playoffs is three quality starters and a great bullpen. They have
three quality starters. You're saying that Freddie Peralta, Colin Ray, and
listen,
Tobias Myers,
Tobias
Bryce
has been quality.
Wilson,
they have been. All together, those four have given you a lot of quality starts.
Look, I absolutely love
miracles can happen.
I love the Milwaukee Brewers. Like I do. I'm all in on Pat Murphy and the team, but you also have to be realistic. And I'll start from an odds perspective. From an odds perspective, to win the World Series, it goes Dodgers, Yankees, Phillies, Braves, Orioles, Mariners, Guardians, Astros, then the Milwaukee Brewers are tied with the Minnesota Twins. They are like the 10th best odds there at plus 2,000.
This is coming from the same guy that went to Pato yesterday and decided to have stroke bet money on the Team USA over 1.5 goals.
My betting has nothing to do with what the odds are saying.
Odds betting is just numbers.
Just numbers. Yeah, no value, just numbers. Shout out to our friends at Pottawatomie Sportsbook that when you look at the NBA championship for the winner of the 2025 NBA season, Celtics.
Number 8?
Nuggets, Knicks, Thunder, Sixers, Mavericks, Wolves, Bucks.
I mean, we're basically in the same spot. We're both in the top 10, the bottom half of the top 10.
The Bucks are plus 1,200. The Brewers are plus 2,000.
Yeah.
Now, think about this for a second. I just want to be clear here. The Bucks have Giannis and Dame, and I'm very not high on them winning a championship, as you learned.
You said they're old.
They're old, and I said they're not a championship contender. And when it comes to the Bucks, though, you can still say, like, if you want to make an argument to me that you have a top three NBA player in Giannis, a top 75 player in which he was all time in Damian Lillard, Chris Middleton, who somehow with his old legs that carried the Bucks to even competing against the Pacers last year, and some guys that were part of a championship, I can get behind that. I don't like the strategy, but I can get behind that. The idea of the Milwaukee Brewers beating the Phillies or the Dodgers in the National League is just not happening. Freddie Peralta would be a third starter, the number three. Arguably, he'd be the number four on the Phillies.
You know,
and you're trying to act like Freddie's a one, Colin Ray is a two. Like, they just, and I understand where this comes from. The Arizona Diamondbacks were on nobody's bingo board to make the World Series last year.
Exactly. But you would have been saying the same thing had you been on ESPN Arizona or Phoenix or wherever the hell
it is
they got down
radio,
there.
I'd say same damn thing. There ain't no way that with this starting pitching, the Brewers are going to win a World Series. So I find it fascinating that on Twitter, at Jen Gabe and Chewy, 52% of people say the Brewers, or that the Bucks have a better chance to win a world championship than the Brewers. The Brewers are that close. Yes, the Bucks have Giannis.
I believe that, but you have to understand the Milwaukee Bucks, how much I do believe they can win the championship this year. And I've said, I think, a full offseason where you're healthy, where you actually have Doc Rivers as a coach, where you know what your roster is going to look like, you know what your offense is going to look like, you know what your defense is going to look like, and Giannis ain't sitting there coaching up Brooke Lopez and coaching up Adrian Griffin on exactly how we should defend for the Milwaukee Bucks. I think the Bucks are going to be in a great position. But when I look at this season so far and what the Brewers have shown me, right? Because what the Bucks showed me last year is inconsistency, okay? I'm just hoping that they're going to be more consistent. The Milwaukee Brewers have showed me consistency. And can they get hot? Yes, Freddie Peralta is good. Colin Ray is having an incredible...
good. He's not great. He's not a one. He's not an ace. You know
all
that.
It takes for them to have five good
Colin
innings.
Colin Ray.
Five good innings. That's all we need from you is five
Bryce
good innings.
Bryce Harper would send Colin Ray to the moon.
Or... you know, the Brewers somehow find a way to sneak it out. They have a lot of comeback wins this year. I feel good about the Brewers. This could be the year that we did not expect it.
Rigoberto in Milwaukee, you are up on Kyle Brusenortman, 800-990-3776.
Hey, I would say the Bucks are closer purely from a number of people out on the court versus out on the field, but we've already seen the Brewers go the route of, in the past, back Ricky Weeks, Prince Fielder, Ryan Braun all coming up, pitching was lacking. Then they switched things. Hitting was lacking. They're just never going to get them both. Small market team. So I have to vote for the Bucks purely on five people on the court. Second year of Giannis and Dame together. But in reality, neither are going to get it done. It's the Packers or nothing.
Oh, wow. Rigoberto, you came in and said neither.
Yeah, I mean, again, did you say that on air?
Stop dropping our callers.
He can listen on the radio. Rigoberto listens.
Hey, let the producer produce.
Yeah, okay? He's not a producer. He's a host. He's a wannabe host.
Oh, wow. That's throwing shots at the guy.
Now you're just being rude.
Yeah.
You're a good producer. Damn, I forgot all the AIs he's got on me saying good things about him.
Producer. We just got schooled by the producer.
He's a good producer. He hooked your boy up on Saturday. He's a good producer. But Rigoberto, he hooked me up. Rigoberto.
So because he hooked you up,
I asked him to do something. He did it. That's exactly what a producer is supposed to do. That's exactly what they're supposed to do. And I got my stuff that I needed. He put it right where I expected him to put it. But with the Milwaukee Brewers, Rigoberto right here, that's too much negativity. Do I think the Green Bay Packers have a chance? Absolutely. But even when I look at the Brewers compared to the Packers, I think the Brewers in this season they have a good chance, man.
But you put the Brewers and the Packers in the same sentence. The Packers, by far, based off what they showed last year to this year, and it's obviously not apples to apples.
I think all, and this is something that we talked about on Sunday Commerce. You talked about Evan Corn ripping off what Craig talks about on Sunday Commerce.
I didn't say that. You just said that.
I did just say it because he regurgitated what I heard on Sunday Commerce. You can hear Sunday Commerce 10 to noon every single Sunday. Well, some Sundays, not every Sunday.
Yeah.
Most.
Yeah. Are you guys going to be on this weekend for the, July 8th or whatever it is?
It's July 7th.
Yeah.
And you just have to tune in to see.
Yeah, stick right here, 94.5 ESPN. You'll be waiting for Craig and Kyle to turn on those mics.
As a good producer, I can...
Brad Nortman's not in today or tomorrow, nor Thursday or Friday. I do know that Sunday Karma with Kyle Wallace and Craig Karmason.
I have a side story
happening
about that. I can say that now. I can say what I think about the Packers. I do believe here in Wisconsin
The side story, what's it about?
Well, the side story is when I saw the schedule come out, I don't look at the schedule too often, but I looked at it and I saw that it's had Sunday Karma and I see my name on there. And I said, wait a minute.
I don't want to work.
I have been telling people for the last 2 to 3 weeks, I don't have to work on the 7th. I'm off the 4th, the 5th, the 6th, and the 7th. Like, what is happening? I haven't had that since I left higher education. So then I see a schedule and I see July 7th and I'm working. I'm like, ooh, this doesn't seem right. I said, Gabby! Gabby is Craig's personal assistant. Was that personal assistant? Executive assistant. Thank you so much. And Gabby confirmed and I said, okay, cool. I don't have to work on Sunday. I was very, very concerned.
800-990-3776. Again, 800-990-ESPN. Justin chimes in. One, they can make trades yet. Two, they haven't made trades, I think he's saying, to improve the pitching. Two, the last two World Series representatives from the NL were the last wild card team. Just got to get hot. That being said, Bucks by a million.
Oh, wow.
That's what you're looking for. That's positive about both.
No, it's positive about both. And I do believe people, this Brewers season is the most unexpected Brewers season, I think, in the last 10 years. We did not expect this team to make the playoffs. We were hoping...
I mean, nobody expected this team to produce runs. The five grand slams in 8 days that they had was ridiculous. They had the bases loaded yesterday, and Jackson Chourio hit a single. I was pissed.
this was supposed to be a rebuild year, right? The young kids come up. You just talked about Jackson. Jackson is 20 years old, right? But instead, the Brewers have been hitting at a great pace, and they're winning a lot of baseball games. And if any year could be a year, this could be the magical year for the Milwaukee Brewers to make a run because Craig Counsell is no longer here.
Eternal optimist Kyle Wallace putting all the faith in his sports teams. You should too. Follow Kyle to the promised land.
Hey, I've been there before. I've seen the promised land. Is that what he said? Is that what Martin Luther King said?
I don't know.
I've seen the something.
Kyle Bruston-Ortman on 94.5 ESPN and 1430 ESPN. Beaver Dam continues next, and we have John Anderson scheduled. Can't wait to talk to John if he is, because his last SportsCenter was this past Friday. Did you guys watch? I watched.
Saw a picture.
Very cool. Very cool. You saw a picture?
I mean, I saw a picture. Somebody took a picture, and it was in a New York Post, New York Times, one of the two.
More next.
This is Kyle Bruston-Ortman, KBN.
What's going on, Ben? Come on.
It's getting tough. It's getting slow.
Ben, don't be pathetic. Your father's with your baby. They're listening. You got to be better.
I'm at, but I'm giving it my all. I don't know what you're at either.
Stop humping the ground.
Yeah.
Get up.
on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
All right. I'm going to stay optimistic. I'm going to take a pay. Did I freeze like that on stream?
Sure did.
On YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. Just a horrible, horrible frozen shot. You know, you don't have to get it, Kyle. It's the other camera. It's okay. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Alex Stroh running the show. No Brad Nortman. 800-990-3776 is the way to get in the show. Man. All right. So, I just mentioned that the Jen Gabe and Chewy poll, referencing that Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike says the Bucks have a better chance to win a championship than the Brewers, and they're underrated. 52% agreed. 48% disagree.
And you were what? Outraged with the 48%?
I wouldn't say outraged. I just thought it was a little bit blasphemous, right?
I mean, like that's a strong word as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, but not outraged. Deep I was like, come on vocabulary. Now. Like, you got Giannis, you got Dame. Love the Brewers hitting staff. Love the Brewers hitters. Love the youth. Love the runners in scoring position numbers. They're fun. Pat Murphy's energetic. He believes in his guys. He inspires them. And I was like, but like the pitching sucks. Like, doesn't suck.
Yeah, suck is a strong
word. But compared to what you need to do to win a World Series,
against my team.
It makes me, hang on, why are you giving me a back massage?
Uh-oh, wait a minute.
And then I just looked up the Diamondbacks last year, because it was bizarre that the Diamondbacks made the World Series.
Yeah, tell me exactly what you found when you did the research, because remember, before you do, you talk bad about Freddie Peralta, Kyle
Raye,
and Tobias Myers,
three on a World Series
who all have an under 4 ERA, but okay, continue.
Zach Gallen,
I remember him.
Real ace.
Yeah, he's good.
True ace. Merrill Kelly, solid.
No.
Not great. 3-3 last year. Brandon Pfaadt, just very mid.
I was going to say, I don't know who that is either.
Reen Nelson pitches tonight. Average at best, 5.5 ERA this year.
Oh, wow. That's bad. That's worse than our boy Joe Ross, who got hurt.
My point is when I see this, I'm going to stay optimistic, although I still believe my stance. I'm going to use history of last year to tell me that this is why you play the game.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I got to have faith. You got to have faith.
Yeah.
Got to have faith.
I don't know the
wham.
I don't
is that it? Yeah.
I don't know. You're snapping. Are you? I don't know if you're on key either.
I'm not. You're right on all those.
So I can't. You got to be able to be on key for me to join in for the sing-along. But I'm just glad you finally came around, around to the fact that the Milwaukee Brewers have a legitimate shot to win the NL pennant simply because of the consistency they have displayed so far this year. And then on top of that, we're not talking about guys just having great seasons randomly. We're talking about guys that you called up from the minors over the last couple of years that are showing you who they are. Willie Adames is having a Willie Adames type year. Reese Hoskins, this is who he is. William Contreras, when we traded
for Reese has been great, but what you just need to point out is let's talk about something real here. Christian Yelich has not played like a man that the Brewers paid him to be.
This year he is.
My point is, yes, that he is. He's batting 300 plus.
Jeez, 323.
He was two hits last night. He's been really, really, really good. He's right now an all-star starter based off, his all voting.
He
but
should
like
be.
The fact that William Contreras and Christian Yelich, even in this small market, are you have to garner votes from the baseball fans if you're in a small market to also get people to be like, yeah, they deserve.
They're both pretty high up in their position. So I mean, you got two of, when you say two of the best players at your position in baseball. On top of that, a young budding star. You have a shortstop in Willie Adames that comes through in the clutch, it seems like, for the Milwaukee Brewers, and is himself going to get a big payday. The Brewers are set up to compete. All you need is for your pitching staff, the guys that have been somewhat consistent with getting you some quality starts, to be okay. And I think the Brewers have three guys that you can depend on that can get hot. We didn't know who Tobias Myers was.
Yeah, like I said, it's still a scary proposition. I'm not going to give up faith. And it's a scary proposition seeing Dallas Keuchel as a favored pitcher tonight with his 11.25 ERA after four innings pitched and his two home runs that he gave up.
Are they in Colorado, too?
Yeah.
Oh, that's rough. It's going to be a rough night.
Yeah, the over-under yesterday was 11.5. Stroh had the under at Potawatomi Sportsbook.
That was bad.
The over-under again is 11.5.
They're in Colorado. Runs get scored left and right.
Yes.
Never take the under down there.
Strofe?
Rockies are really bad. I didn't expect them to score runs.
Yeah, the pitcher that they threw out there yesterday, though. No bueno.
Yeah, they still won.
If you haven't been to Potawatomi Sportsbook in downtown Milwaukee, It will blow you away. I'm telling you, it will blow you away. From the self-service kiosks to placing a bet with somebody at the counter to the restaurant dubbed the kitchen with great food, a full bar, a VIP deck, and most impressively, is the 2,000 square foot video wall. When you are in a rush as well, 20-minute reserve parking near the Skywalk, come on down to Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Go to the sportsbook. It's awesome. I love it. You'll love it. Just check it out. Potawatomi Casino Hotel and their brand new sportsbook. Joining us next on Kyle Bruston-Ortman is John Anderson. He had his final sports center last Friday, and a piece of my childhood died. Because if we're honest, he's been on for 25 years. I'm 32 years old. You start getting a memory at what, 4 or 5? Remember, you know, waking up, eating breakfast before grade school, watching SportsCenter. Those days changed. John Anderson, formerly of ESPN, joins us next.
You're listening to Kyle Bruston-Ortman, KBN.
Let them know the dreadheaded brother loves the Green Bay Packers. When you see me, Goody, let me in the box.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
It's always a great time to join the Princeton Club in New Berlin. They have free childcare with a membership. They're open 24/7. And it's a great time to invest in your health. It's never too late. And when you're looking around, you're going to see the equipment being brought in, new equipment, locker room upgrades. They've done personal training there. They have weights, cardio, workout classes, basketball court, a swimming pool, indoor, outdoor. It's the best. Princeton Club in New Berlin. Have the courage to get a tour and find your better tomorrow. Prince Club. Joining us now is John Anderson. I want to make sure. Formerly of ESPN and Wipeout, which this song is introducing him in. Is this what you want to be introduced with every time, John?
Yeah, I don't know. I heard that. I'm like, wow, they found the original Wipeout music. That's pretty awesome.
What was pretty awesome was seeing you and Steve Levy and all the people that celebrated you last Friday for your last SportsCenter. I was up watching it. And just talk about what that moment meant. I know you're going to be like, you're a really humble guy. You know, just brag a little bit, man. You had a good career. I woke up as like a first grader at age 8 watching you eating my Cheerios with too much sugar.
No, it was gross, right? All just way too much.
Yeah, they loved you, man. Now, John, you're the best.
But it was nice. And listen, the lengths that some of the people went to, because I really mean it, my efforts to slip quietly into the night did not go well, again, completely unheeded by the people I work with. That Steve Levy was there was amazing. Like, Levy won't do another SportsCenter for God knows how long. And he certainly won't do it after coming off 2 weeks commuting between Miami and Edmonton in the Stanley Cup.
Jeez, that travel must have been crazy.
Yeah. I mean, he's doing that. And then, as you said, it's a Friday night, not really his kind of his jam, as it were. And then behind the scenes, like the guy who produced it and the coordinating producer and the researcher were all guys from back when Steve and I did the show. So we kind of got the band back together, which was fun, but not so fun that I got done and went, yeah, great, let's do that tomorrow. I'm like, good, I don't have to do this tomorrow. But it was really nice. And it was funny because a lot of the stuff I watched, I'm like, I can't believe we did that. Like, was the show more fun back in the day? Did I just forget? Or am I 59 now? And I'm like, get off my lawn, you kids.
Well, you do a show with Homer, so.
Could be that. Well, see, he keeps me young. But it was really nice, really touched. In fact, like, I held it together during the show pretty well because you're just used to doing the show. But obviously my family taped it and I haven't gotten the gumption up to watch it yet. Cause I think then that'll probably wreck me. What you want to introduce me is like, I do track with ESPN. So I still work for them, but I'm no longer SportsCenter's John Anderson.
Well, we'll work on the intro, but I do want to know is maybe some cool or surprising reach outs that, you know, you got a text from, you didn't expect, that you're like, oh, wow, this hits deep and it would be fun to share with the audience.
Let's see. I got a really great one from Kevin Harlan,
Nice.
Who I know a little bit, but that was super. Jimmy Pitaro, the president of the company, right away in the morning was there, which was fun. A couple of them from people from like high school that had been watching, which was kind of nice. It's hard to make it back for the class reunions when you live a couple thousand miles away. So that was good. I'm trying to think of anybody else. I mean, during the show that Coach Melrose was able to make an appearance was great. Didn't expect to see Leroy Butler. And I texted him. I said, I feel really bad that I missed an opportunity, obviously, to plug Leap Spirits, because I think every time I talk to him, he's surrounded by liquor that he's selling. So just a lot of people, that in the company that I hadn't. You know, once you work a different day part, I don't know if you guys do that. Like, do you see who's on the morning show, right? Like, you're like, I think I work with those people and I know them, but I just never see them in the office.
Ships passing in the night.
Yeah. So a lot of that stuff like that. You know, it's good to see David Lloyd, who is one of those ships that passes in the night. And he's the guy I did the very first Sports Center with back in 1999. So a lot of really kind of neat things for sure.
Talking with John Anderson, still a ESPN, but done with SportsCenter. He'll be taking his talents to Missouri and teaching some great classes at the University of Missouri. Kyle Bruston-Nortman, no Nortman. Kyle, what do you got for John?
I know you're a fan of this Milwaukee Brewers team, especially old Pat Murphy, your good pal Pat Murphy, who we love us some Pat Murphy. You told us about him, but the Brewers going on this Grand Slam streak. Is this the most exciting season you've had in a while watching the Milwaukee Brewers?
Oh, boy. They certainly keep you on your edge. I don't know. There were a couple of teams the council had. Like, how did they even win one game, let alone 85 or 90?
Pitching.
You know, like, yeah, there were some magicians. In this case, yeah, they're down so many starters. It's, by the way, here's that I'm still involved in fighting the good fight against ESPN. When Terang hit another one, right, and that made 5 in a week or whatever it was.
5 in 8 days.
I sent it to our producer. Hey, Brewers hit their 5th one in a week. Obviously, that means we should have a Shohei Ohtani lead in. just because that's what's going to happen, right? Oh, look, here's Shohei Ohtani's first time playing on a Wednesday against the left-hander when it's less than 80 degrees on, as a Dodger. And we mark all of those wonderful milestones of his. Meanwhile, the Brewers are clubbing grand slams like they're bunt singles.
They hit a single yesterday with the bases loaded. I was mad.
Yeah, exactly. What I mean, who are these underachievers? Don't you know that they're supposed to clear the fence? But they're, I think what makes them exciting is you kind of aren't sure what it's going to be every day that's going to make the difference, is what's always, you know, that inning the other day against the Cubs where they swiped a bag and they bunted, a squeeze bunt and they stole more, and the Cubs were just spinning. Right. And that's the essence of small ball, that looks like a team that hits 205 and can't get it out of the infield. And yet they tank 5 grand slams. So, yeah, they're exciting in that you just don't know how. And they've won 50 games in 50 different ways.
Yeah. Well, they're looking for 51 with Dallas Keuchel on the mound tonight in Colorado.
Listen, I covered Dallas Keuchel a little bit, I think, when he was in high school.
At, oh, wow.
Bishop Kelly High School in Tulsa. So, yeah, every once in a while I see these people and I think, golly, that is – I just had a liver spot explode, right? Like, it's just not the same. You know, I used to think that the guy that used to always be kind of that barometer was Barry Sanders. And my first year in the business was his Heisman Trophy season. And I was a photographer in Tulsa, and all I did was go to his games on Saturday. And then the guy had a pro career – waited 5 years, went to the Hall of Fame, been out of the, now he's been in the Hall of Fame 15 years. And I'm just like, my goodness, it's time flies for sure.
And John Anderson joining us here right before the Homer Hour. So stay tuned from 5 to 6. John Anderson, the Homer, talking all things whatever Homer wants. And John's along for the ride. You've just been so positive. I don't even think I want to ask him the question that we've been asking fans about the Green Bay Packers.
What do we have?
Well, it's just, the expectation is they're going to make the playoffs, right? They're going to make a jump. If they don't make the playoffs and Jordan Love doesn't get hurt, right? What would be the reason, in your opinion, why this team doesn't get to the playoffs?
I guess I haven't decided to, where's
That's
the
what
fire
said.
Where's the fire exit on this thing? I really am like, oh, you're standing for the fire exit. Okay, well, if there's a fire, I'll move. It'll be fine. If it's that, my guess is the defense doesn't gel under a new fella and they just allow too many points. Or if Jordan Love, who doesn't get hurt, decides to throw more passes like the very last one he threw at the end of that ended his season last year.
We don't speak about that throw, John.
I'm just saying that, well, you know which one it is. I didn't say exactly. I'm just leaving it to people's imagination, that's all. So if there's more of those, then there'll be an issue. But I'm so glad you have found the dark cloud to go with all the silver linings. Good of you.
Yeah, I mean, we got to come up with something to talk about, you know, John? You know, just Shohei Ohtani. We don't have Shohei Ohtani here, you know, right. Against the lefty in 90-degree weather today. John Anderson of ESPN, thanks so much for joining Kyle Brustin-Ortman. He'll be out with Homer in 2 minutes. Do not go anywhere.